Stone and Secret, The Nocturne Academy Series, Book 3, by Evangeline Anderson. Narrated by Riley Barrett. Chapter 1. Emma. Bran O'Connor was hard to look at. I don't just mean he was ugly, although, if I was being honest, he really was. He had lank, brownish hair, small, no-color eyes, and really just terrible skin, like pizza face bad is what I mean. He was also shorter than me, thin, verging on scrawny, and one of the nicest people you could ever hope to meet. Ha, surprised you there, didn't I? You thought I was just going to go on and on about how awful he looked, but I really don't need to. The popular kids at Nocturne Academy did that plenty. He didn't need me piling it on, too. He really was a nice guy, though, and there was something about him, something I couldn't quite put my finger on. But I didn't know that on the first day of our new unit in AP Biology. I just stood there at the front of the room, trying not to let my face sag into an expression of disappointment, when Mr. Barron called out,
"Emma Plunkett, you'll be lab partners with Bran O'Connor. Go find your seat."
Reluctantly, I went to sit beside my new partner. This was my fault. If I hadn't been late on the first day of this new unit, I might have gotten paired with someone else. Someone like Elian Darkwing. Yeah, I know his name sounds like something straight out of a vampire romance novel, but that's because he is a vampire. Or Nocturne, as they call themselves. He's tall and gorgeous and completely unobtainable, but hey, a girl can dream, right? After all, one of my best friends, Megan, is blood-bonded to a Nocturne, so maybe it could happen for me too. Well, not this time, apparently, because now I was stuck with Bran Connor, which was going to be a problem. I don't mean it was going to be a problem because he was hard to look at. No. The problem was going to be the extra attention. Having the ugliest guy in school as my lab partner was going to draw from the beautiful people at Nocturne Academy. Wow, that sounds incredibly shallow. I promise I'm not the prom queen type that can't be bothered with less than perfect people. I'm a lot less than perfect myself. How do I look, you're probably wondering? Well, look up the word nondescript in the dictionary, and you'd see a picture of me. And then.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?